What is going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your co-hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everyone.
And this week we have a special guest, Jamie. Say what's up, Jamie.
What's up?
Jamie's actually been on the show before. I believe it was the episode we were talking about just life in COVID, where we had a bunch of different guests come on to talk about the state of like New York, for instance, and what people were doing to pass the time and things of that nature. And so Jamie's been on. Also, if you've been aware of any of this content I make, Jamie is usually a part of it in some fashion. So he's UFG Blaze when we stream. But yeah, he's pretty much he's a guest, but not really. You know what I'm saying? He's getting his own refreshments from the fridge right now. You know,
Exactly. He's part of
we
the
you
fam.
dig? So yeah, so we got an interesting show to talk about, or interesting things I should say to talk about today. And before we get into that though, I want to make mention of just a few things that's happening in the world of just about everything. Unfortunately, we just found out that an actress passed away, who's actually, I want to say she's been in like so many movies and TV shows that she's actually a part of the Television Hall of Fame, which is something I didn't, as Jamie would say, we just found out was a thing. But apparently, is how do you pronounce her first name?
Sicily.
Cicely. Okay, I didn't want to mess it up. Cicely from everything. She
Sicily
was in
Tyson.
Roots, right?
Yeah.
Was she in Roots? Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the first time I remember seeing her, opposite of, Toby. Not his name's not Toby, but
Toby. LeVar
yes.
Burton.
Opposite of LeBar, because I was like, oh, wait, like when you told me who it was at first, I was like, nah, it can't be her. Like it can't be Miss Tyson. Like I think it's nah. But then when I went and clicked on, I was like, oh, that is her. And like just going through like all the things she's done, all the different roles that she's had. I think she started in what, 1948?
Lord knows. All I know is that she's one of the first actresses I ever knew. My mom loves her. My mom loves Cicely Tyson.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, 1948. She started. That's wow. That's amazing. It's unfortunate. I mean, granted, we don't know how she passed. Right now when you think of that, you think of like, COVID because of, what's been going on. But it that we haven't have word is similar to MF Doom passing. Where we actually found out that he passed in October, but his family kind of kept it under wraps until just recently. But they didn't say what actually happened. So you kind of assume. Granted, he wasn't as old as she was. He was, I believe, in his 40s when he passed. So I don't know if it was COVID related. I don't know if there was something else going on. They're kind of keeping it, private, which is fine. It's none of our business. So hopefully it wasn't something like that. Hopefully this was, it was peaceful as, as possible. But yeah, she recently was inducted, actually just last year, into the Television Hall of Fame for all the things that she's done. Yeah, it's sad, but then in the same way, it's like, huh, she had a good life,
She gave us so much. I used to say, and I obviously I'm always shocked when it finally happens, but I used to say, I would say like, this person's gonna be with us forever. Obviously, there's part of wishful thinking in there, but like Cicely Tyson is 96 years old. She was 96 years old. Her birthday was just about a week ago. And I watched her in the video. That video where all the black women were in the video being like, "You go, queen," like that motivational video that just went around. And she was in that video. And I was like, as soon as she came on, I'm like, "There's my woman. There she is. Yes, mama." Because she is so amazing, so inspirational, and looks so badass. I am sorry. I remember when this woman turned 90, Okay, I remember her turning 90 and her having that badass wig on and that badass red lip and that gorgeous, like, reddish mauve outfit or whatever. I don't even remember. But she looked so good. And I was like, how is Emily Tyson 90? And she was looking so phenomenal. And I couldn't get over it. I will never forget this. I could not get over it. And I'm like calling my friends. I'll be like, y'all know Cicely Tyson's 90. Did you see that picture of her? Google it. Every year would go by. I'm like, you know Cicely Tyson's 91. You know Cicely Tyson 90s. And my mom, I remember my mom saying something. She's like, oh, Cicely Tyson is still here. And then I was like, yeah, she's on such and such. She's on this show right now. She's like, oh, I remember, you know, then anyway. She would go off on something. But I love and adored her. And when she showed up on How to Get Away with Murder, I was done. I was absolutely done because she was so amazing. This woman was a badass and just kept working all the way to the end of her life. And I was just saying, when I got that news today, I was just like, my fist had to roll up. I was just mad. But she gave us so much. And I'm just like, rest well, mama, rest well.
Yeah, and that's why I say I hope it was, you know, something more. It's sad. It's hard to say peaceful in this sense because someone passed away, but like you want it to be like, you know, she was around her loved ones and you know she kind of went to sleep and just, you know, unfortunately didn't wake up versus some type of, you know, feeling horrible or you know being sick or you know things of that nature. But yeah, definitely R.I.P. To Miss Tyson. And you know, go check out her work. She's done a ton. Like there's a lot of things you can look, whereas film, television, you know, just everything. On a lighter note, we did see some new information come from Warner Brothers. If you didn't know, they are sharing all of their 2021 movies via HBO as well as in the theater. Which is interesting. For me personally, I think it's great because I get to see these movies sooner than later. But for like some of the actors and actresses and directors, especially the directors, they're not too fond of this news, which I'm like, what do you expect? I mean, we've seen Tencent like not do well, which it could have. It could have made a lot of money, but it didn't do as well as it could have because nobody's trying to go to the theater right now. So at the very least, people get to watch your, or you want to push it back to forever, you know, because you're, you know, what's going to happen is when all the, when, you know, COVID's done, everyone has their, you know, vaccine and all this other stuff, the theaters are going to open back up. Everyone's going to rush to try to get their movies out. And you're going to have like all these, you know, movies dropping back to back to back to back. It's just not going to work. And so in this sense, it's like, look, let's go ahead and put it on HBO. We'll get some money from new people subscribing. And you know, have it in the theater for a little bit of time. We might bring it back to the theater. You know, you have a lot of options in that sense. But with that came a new trailer for Godzilla versus Kong, and I am stoked. I am super stoked. This is not the first time they fought, but this is the first time they look this freaking good doing it. King Kong punched the hell out of Godzilla. Like it was so great to see him like on they were standing on top of ships and yeah like he just reached back and punched him and knocked him into the water and I was like this is amazing like amazing stuff that I get to see like as a big kid Godzilla and King Kong in the same film pretty freaking awesome Jamie what did you have you seen the trailer yet?
I didn't get a chance to watch the trailer, but
I'm gonna hit you.
it doesn't need a trailer. It's Godzilla and King Kong. You watch it. I
That's
mean, that's
true.
what it comes down to.
Just watch it or you don't.
Yeah.
Oh man, I believe that comes out in March, I want to say. And recently the film The Little Things that came on HBO today, I think. So for people who don't know, we record on Thursday, so this is the 28th. So you can if you're you know listening to it, it'll be after the 28th obviously, but if you are subscribed to HBO Max, you can watch the film Little Things with Denzel, and I heard it was pretty good. I heard it's pretty good. But that's one of the films, and then, you know, obviously Wonder Woman was one, and we're not going to talk about Wonder Woman. But I want to say after that comes King Kong, and I am ready. I am ready for that. I am super ready for that.
Let's get into it.
It's just a smart thing to do. I really wish Disney would have thought of this with Mulan instead of double dipping. But I guess, you know what? It could have been HBO, though. If Disney didn't, like, lose a ton of money trying to do it that way, HBO might have been like, hey, why not? Why not? You know? And it wouldn't have worked out. It wouldn't have worked out.
You're right.
So, yeah. So, just wanted to share those things. Those are some big things that are happening around the world in terms of media. As far as gaming goes, there's some good news in terms of, like, games coming out.
I thought you were going to say good news about GameStop.
Oh, well, it's there's hilarious news about GameStop. So for people who don't know, GameStop is being manipulated by Reddit and is the funniest thing. Or I should say GameStop, its stock is being manipulated. And honestly, I don't feel a way about it for a dozen reasons. But to kind of explain it, investors, what they do is they borrow or stock from games or from a company that they think that the stock is not gonna like go up in price. They borrow a certain amount. I believe it's called shorting. They borrow a certain amount and then they sell that. But the requirement is that they have to eventually buy more stock. I guess once it settles. And the way that they kind of they went out is they borrow some for a cheaper price, they sell it to people, and they buy another, you know, part when it's lower, but because it's so much lower, when they sell it, they actually make a profit. It's a weird thing that they do. The thing is though, if it goes up, if the stock actually rises during this time, they have to buy whatever the current price is for their stock. Or they can borrow again, which is happening. The investors were borrowing over and over and over as the stock was going up. What happened was there's a group on Reddit who were looking at the you know the stock market, and they were like, hey, we can kind of mess with these people. Let's buy a ton of stock. And when they did that, the price shot up. It's right now, I think it's up there with Best Buy.
It's huge.
It's absurd. I think they went to like a Fortune 500 company. I heard from it or something. Like it went up like 5,400%. I think it said.
And the thing is, it's nothing because you know, like on the news, you hear like the investors like, you know, this shouldn't be allowed, and how could they do this? Blah blah. We should regulate. And it's like they're actually not breaking the law. When you look at the like how it's regulated in terms of like, you know, stock changing hands and things of that nature, it's usually based on fraud. Like you lied to someone and said something is more valuable than it is to get them to buy.
Yeah.
So you could sell before the, you know, everything crashed or whatever. But that's not the case. If people get together and like, hey, let's just buy a bunch of stock, that's not, they're not lying to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're not, even if they're getting people like, hey, you want to buy some with me? That's not lying or trying to defraud anyone. And so there's nothing illegal. The only thing that could potentially stop them, at least for right now, you know, they might rule a different way or change the laws later. But like, as of right now, the only thing that can stop them is the stock finally leveling out. And then, you know, to the point where it comes down and they have zero, like they don't have any money to show for it, because no one's gonna buy the stock because GameStop isn't actually worth the amount of money that they're putting in.
Yeah.
And so they can't sell it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a weird thing that they're in. At the same time, there's a potential payout because if those people finally cash in, I think one of the investors cashed in. If they cash in and they're like, you know what? I'm just gonna buy this stock right now. At the current price, I'm going to forego my shorts and just take the loss. It's potentially that they could cash out there because all the stock that they bought, now these guys are buying, have to buy it back because that's the guarantee when you take a short. They have to buy it back at this price. If they sell right away, they can actually make money. But again, who is going to buy the stock? So it's like it's such a weird thing to happen. And it's not just GameStop. It's other places, too, that are starting. I think
AMC is the other one.
AMC.
That makes sense to me, though.
AMC, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, because Bed Bath & Beyond was going bankrupt or whatever. Yeah. Closing a bunch of stores. In fact, they closed the one near me, which I'm still pissed off about. I'm not pissed off they're closing, but I wanted to go there and buy stuff. I was like, oh yes, you're going out of business. Finally, I can use my coupons and I can get a great discount. Do you know how many Dysons I could have bought and then sold on the internet for cheap? But come on. Like, I don't know what to do, but I wanted some, come on, man, Wamsutta towels. And I could have gotten some nice new flatware, but it closed. So I lost out. Anywho, the point is, these hedge fund dudes are jerks. We all know the hedge fund dudes are jerks, okay? They're billionaires. They got so much money. They're doing all this crap. And the little people are not going to take it anymore. There's more little people than there are big people. And the little people got on Reddit, and they're like, hey, you know what? We spend a lot of our time writing snarky comments to each other, which, mind you, are gold mines. But they're like, why don't we make some real gold instead of this fake gold that we give each other on Reddit? Boom. Done. This guy just made like $67,000. Just a regular dude. This other little kid was like, yeah, he's like a teenager. He's 16. He made $750. And he's like, I think this is hilarious.
It is. And it's all due to them trying to game the market on a stock that's you know, dwindling, that on a company that's going down, them trying to game it to get some more money to, you know, these guys with these hedge funds and everything. And it's like, oh, you're getting gamed back and now you feel away. And it's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have done the thing that you were doing. Like,
right.
Like that's the risk you take.
That's what they always tell you about stocks. You buy low and sell high. They're literally doing what they were taught.
Exactly.
But no, this is different though. Buying low. So for instance, like if you were buying stock in Amazon early, you bought a ton of it low because you knew, like you felt like, okay, this is going to be a good company. And then when the company blows up to be the Amazon that it is today, you sell it and you're a freaking billionaire. In this case, they're borrowing from the stock or borrowing from the company with a guaranteed return that they have to buy the stock at when it changes prices. That's a little different from just buying low. That's a whole nother gamble that they're getting into. And it's like, you put yourself into this situation.
Yeah,
I mean, granted, no one thought Reddit would unite, because who's united on Reddit?
Reddit has done some stuff.
I mean, yeah, but it's usually horrible things. It's nothing like this. Like, yeah, this is extra different for Reddit. I didn't expect this for the stocks to be going up and down and
look,
you know, people
K-pop
crying.
If K-pop stans can get together and do what they've done, then all the people on Reddit can get together and do this. I'm saying the power of multitudes is amazing.
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense. It makes sense. Once you get enough like-minded people together who seemingly don't have a whole lot of time, but somehow a lot of income, you can do a lot of cool things.
Some of these people, like this, I mean, some of them are teenagers. They really are teenagers. They're like, wait a minute. Oh, this isn't a bad idea.
It's smart.
That's funny. It is smart because, I mean, from what the regular kids or what the regular people are doing are like, it's low. We can actually buy it at low, you know, what it is, but that's driving the price up.
Right.
And
right.
So the hedge fund people who borrowed against it are like, no, 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 no. Like they're watching their lives go in front of them. They're watching the fire to the face. Like I'm literally sitting at Daytona 500. I see the car crash. The tire is coming to my face and there's nothing I can do.
I mean, right now they could just turn to the left or turn to the right. That's about it. And depending on how fast they turn, they're going to lose, you know, more or less teeth.
Something.
Goodness. But yeah, so outside of crazy news like that, there wasn't a ton this week. There's a couple of new games came out, like on the Game Pass and things of that nature, but not a whole lot. So what we can do is shift over to one of our main topics tonight, and that is WandaVision. I don't know how far you've guys gotten into the show. Personally, I have mixed feelings about the show, about WandaVision. I think that WandaVision is cool. I like the TV tropes and the TV things that they're doing, where they're pulling directly from some of my favorite shows. Like the first episode is 100% Dick Van Dyke, the Dick Van Dyke show.
Love
Everything to him coming into the living room and like bumping into the couch and then stopping and moving over. Like that's what the Dick Van Dyke show would do. Like when the main character would come in the first season, he would trip over the couch or trip over the chair, and then in the next few seasons he would stop and remember that he fell before and kind of like slide to the left, and that's what Vision does. So things like that, the commercials and the treatment where you go from like a black and white show to a show in full color, and I think the second one was like I Love Lucy. Like there's a lot of things that they're doing that I think is really cool. And then on top of that, they have the nods to like comic book stuff. So like Sword and Hydra and things like that, and as well as nods to the House of M, which for people who don't know, Wanda goes kind of mad, and and a whole lot of bad stuff happens. I don't want to say it because I don't want the show. If the show goes there, I don't want to kind of like spoil
Well,
that part.
they can't really go there, just because of the way the MCU is. So that part's
Well,
safe.
they could because they
How?
could do the opposite. So like in well, I'm gonna spoil a little bit. It's an old book, but
It's kind of old.
House of M, Wanda basically wipes out half of the mutant population. Once she finds out that what she's doing is harmful and certain things that's going on in her life aren't real, she gets upset because she's being manipulated by Magneto and her brother. And so what she does is she wipes out half of the mutants on the planet. What I think could happen is that she actually brings mutants into the forefront because, like Disney bought Fox, they now own the license to the X-Men, and that's one way of introducing them into the MCU. So I have high hopes, and I like what's happening right now. On the flip side, though, I don't like how long it's taking to kind of get to the good stuff. I mean, the third episode was good because it ends on a cliffhanger, but the other two episodes, because they were so wrapped up into the show, like the show that they're kind of mimicking, that I didn't know what I was supposed to care about and not care about. Like, there wasn't like, for instance, they would have a laugh track, but nothing would be funny. And it's like, am I supposed to? Do I just listen and kind of go along with
Well,
this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of weird. Like, I didn't know what to kind of focus on. I'm looking for clues, but sometimes there's no clues. They're just living their life, but like in this weird sitcom reality. And then other times they're like, oh, here's a commercial that talks directly about Hydra. So, okay, I'm supposed to pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it wasn't until like the end of the episode where we would have like, oh, there's something in color, or there's something that kind of draws your attention. But majority of the episodes, I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
The show is definitely something where your average viewer, the average, I guess, Marvel fan, won't catch most of the stuff. It's like too cryptic. Like there's just so much in it. Like you gotta pay attention so much to find out what's going on. So the first two episodes they did start off kind of slow a bit. I think it was just more to like enjoy the style of it while still getting hints. Because like even the laugh tracks when things weren't funny, you go back 40 years or something and watch it then, you may have found that joke funny. It's
Nah,
just I don't
fam.
think yeah.
The Dick Van Dyke show is still funny to this day. Like,
That
it's classic writing. No, I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. It was just hard to, and because I know, like, certain characters that they're hinting at. I know about, Sword, which is like Shield but in space. Like, I know about a lot of it because I'm actively reading it. But even then, it's like there's nothing here. Like, there's like the whole magic show portion where they're pretending to be a magic show, but Wanda's using her powers and Vision is, being Vision basically. There's nothing there. There's nothing for me to like gravitate to. It's not until the end of the episode where they're like, oh, something's weird or something's wrong here. And then episode three was great in that they did that earlier. Like, people started noticing or at least acting like, hey, something's wrong. But like the like for instance, the first episode, it's not until like close to the very end, you know, where she like rewinds time and like kind of cuts back to like a certain section of the show, and then kind of goes forward from there. Before that, I'm like, okay, this is, I mean, this is neat, like nostalgia-wise,
I
but
like the word that you just used. You're like, this is neat. That's
yeah.
definitely an old perfect explanation.
Yeah, like it's this is such a neat thing that you're doing. I like the treatment, the colors, and you know, I like the accents, and you know, they can act really well. Like they're good at that. But that's all I got. I'm like, this is supposed to be a serial, like you know, like an ongoing, overarching thing. What is it that I'm supposed to be catching here?
Well, for me, it's I feel like you're a lot of it is just giving you hints on what's really going on. Because as a viewer, a lot of the stuff you see, you're like, something's not right here. Because like, yeah, I don't want to give out a spoiler or anything on
Do
the
we
first
not?
episode.
We could do a
I
little
don't
bit.
watch it yet. I mean, I actually
So.
want to because I do love Vision. Like, I love Vision to bits and I love Paul Bettany. So, but I
Yes.
haven't seen it yet because I don't have
So not major, nothing major then.
So dude, that's too much. I'll just skip that. It's too major.
No, I don't mind. You can spoil it for me, honestly. I
So
sometimes I need it spoiled so that I don't have to pay attention. Which
there's
I'm like,
a this is like in the part where she breaks character for a second and she's just like help him. And like that like
Oh yeah.
supposed to that's supposed to trigger something in like what the hell's going on here?
Yeah,
So
wasn't that that's when they're eating dinner. That's at the end of the first
yeah, that's like
episode.
the very end.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So like it's nice when it happens. It's like, "Oh, okay. So we're getting somewhere." But then when the second episode starts, there's nothing that it's like, it's just like, "Oh, we're in a different show," because they kind of like jump to different genre, or not genre, but season. So like, you know, the first episode was like the, you know, Dick Van Dyke Show, black and white and all that good stuff. The second episode is like I Love Lucy-esque, and then the third episode is more of like the Brady Bunch. So like it's in color and things of that nature. So we know something's weird there.
The idea of that, I actually love that.
I do
Because
too.
if you look at it, they're going through certain generations. Like from what I've seen so far, it's the 50s, 60s, 70s. And if the next episode is the 80s, that is going to be awesome.
Oh, what if they do like what's her what was that show that we used to like when we were kids? What's the girl who used to wear Punky Brewster?
Oh wow, I can see that happening. I can see that happening. But no, what I was
Wow.
saying was like, so what I meant by that, but them jumping through the different eras, I liked it. But that was the only thing that kind of told me, okay, something weird is happening. We already know something's weird is happening because the premise of the show, right? They tell you that they're together. We know what happened to Vision at the end of the last Avengers movie, so we
He
know that
did.
something's not right.
He
But
did.
when you spend like, you know, majority of the episode just kind of going through the motions of this fake life, it's like,
I have a theory on it.
you know what I mean? Like it's weird.
Like I have a real like tinfoil hat theory that I'm hoping is right.
He said
Okay.
tinfoil hat
I have
theory.
a feeling since she never like if you follow her story and like the movies and stuff, she never grew up in like a regular life. Her only
Right.
regular life was watching these sitcoms. So I feel like she's going through different eras in her head to try to find what feels like a perfect life to her.
Could be. Could be.
I can digest that.
I mean, I wish so many people, 'cause like it's hard to talk about in terms of the comics because not everyone has read, you know, has read of everything, right? But like the House of M is such a good story, or like, and what happens before that, like Avengers Dissembled. There's such a good story that seeing something similar on screen is really exciting, which is why I'm like, I gotta watch it. I gotta see what happens. But then it's like, okay, you know, it feels like it's taken a while, which is why I loved episode three, because it just kind of like, it kind of like destroys the facade, if you will. And it shows you a little bit of or I should say, it hints that Wanda might be aware of what's going on. And I think that was super creepy and super well done. Like, when she kind of like just snaps out of whatever it is that she's in. And then she's like, yeah, you need to go. Like, it was such a good scene. And I was like, oh my gosh. I felt the way, because it was the black lady. I was like, don't kill the black lady.
Yeah, that too, man.
Well, they can't kill her.
They can't. I know they can't, but at the moment that it happened, I was like, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was afraid. Because you know how Marvel is. They kill off a lot of people. You know, freaking Agent Coulson is still alive somewhere. But they
somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean? So, like, they kill off people and bring them back all willy-nilly. but, you know, I was just afraid because I'm like, there's not – she's the only black woman on the show. I think that's a purposeful thing, though. Like, I don't think that's like a bad, like, racist thing or anything. I think that's purposeful, because there's a part in the second episode where she's like, I don't know why what I'm doing here. Like, she doesn't have a house, a place to, like, she doesn't have like family in the neighborhood. She's just kind of there. You know what I mean? So I'm like, there's a reason why that is. I think what's happening, and this could be wrong, similar to what you were saying, Jamie, I think what happened, whatever is affecting Wanda is only affecting her within a bubble of this neighborhood. And if you walk into that neighborhood, you lose your memory of what happened beforehand. And like, you become kind of one of these characters, but not fully. Because I think they kind of almost know what's going on as well. So like, because when there's a part where they're like, we don't know who this, basically, we don't know who the black chick is, right? They actually say it, like, we don't know who she is. And, you know, before they were going to spill the beans, they kind of like, shh, like, don't tell Vision, don't tell Vision. You know what I mean? So I think they kind of know something, but they don't know maybe 100% what's going on, but they know that something's not right either. So I think that's what's happening. I think there's a dome or something that she's created, and she's created this weird alternate universe or, you know, reality, and people are kind of getting sucked into it. And when they do, they're altered.
Yeah, so back to the tinfoil hat. The dome, that's going to be real. The dome is definitely going to be real. And I feel like the people in there are like kind of partially under her control, but her powers aren't there yet. Like, she's still learning how to use them. And that's why sometimes they just kind of like break out of it and something current comes out. And then they like forget about it. And that's why she could just like rewind stuff randomly. If things really aren't going the way she wants it to go, she'll just be like, no. And it resets. That's what I think is going on. Like, she's kind of fighting with herself, trying to learn how to use her powers, but like doing it subconsciously.
It does seem subconscious. Like, she's, it's like it's happening, but she's like, wait. And then when she rewinds, she kind of forgets that she rewind the scene, because she goes back to speaking as if, you know what I mean? Because like, the whole time they're there, they're trying to hide the fact that they're Wanda and Vision, like the superheroes.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like almost like she's playing with her subconscious doesn't want something to end, but her conscious is fighting back here and there. And at times when her subconscious wins, that's when she's like, she snaps out of it completely, and then it changes things. But like, her normal self is like, what just happened? And then they kind of move on with the rest of the show. So I'm interested. I'm definitely going to continue to watch it. Definitely check it out, Tess. I think you would like it, especially with them jumping through different genres of sitcom, I guess. I don't want to say genre, but different eras of sitcoms. Yeah. Because it's very interesting, and I would like to break down, once everyone's seen it, I would like to break down a lot of the imagery and some of the hints that they're giving, because I think they are tied to certain characters, some that we've seen and some that are supposed to be coming, that would make the story really, really interesting.
What I'm really excited about it, like, outside of the actual, like, story and everything, is just the fact that each one of those eras of sitcom have a different style of acting. So that's should really stress just them as actors, as like just pure talent. And I can't wait to see like how they handle when they get up to like the 2000s era, if they go that far.
They probably just sound like themselves, to be honest.
You're forgetting 2000s era is 20 years ago. There's a difference between early 2000s and now.
Hey, I disappreciate your accuracy, and I feel very attacked. I feel like you're coming for my age. I feel like I let everybody know how old I am. I don't appreciate this. I feel very attacked.
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on the type of show, right? I think like sitcoms nowadays, they kind of done away with the laugh track. But in terms of the writing, I don't know if they're like maybe 2000. Okay, 2000s maybe, but like 2005-ish. I don't know. They're similar enough that we probably, if we heard it, unless they use like certain slang, I don't think we would actually be able to tell like this is a 2000 show. I think from their what they wear, definitely. I think that because that's also is changing too. Like there's the styling of the kitchen and the house and stuff like that is becoming more modern, things of that nature. Like I think that'll change, but maybe. I could see them sounding kind of like themselves when they hit the 2000s. Crap. When was that was 2002. Whatever. Anyways, so yeah, I'm interested, and no one's attacking you, Tess. It's okay. It's all right.
Doesn't matter what they're doing. It's how I feel. Well,
there's gonna be some.
I'm 16.
There's gonna be some like crazy references when they get to that era. Because think about like even Iron Man had like MySpace jokes in it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Are you really trying to like hurt me? I just, so many parts of my body are like twisting. My hands are balled up and I don't know how they got that way.
You turned Tess into a meme. Gosh, MySpace. Wow, that takes me back. Yep.
Not too long ago, I started a rewatch of the Marvel movies, and I was watching Iron Man 1, and that popped up, and I was just like, wow. And he had a flip phone.
Yo. Wow.
And flip phones are coming back, but just like with like screens, like touch screens. They're coming back. They're coming back in style. They're rotating back around, just like the freaking fanny pack. I don't understand that. I really don't.
Hey, it's really useful.
It was not cool when it was cool, though.
But now it's a purse that sits on your hip. Now it's a purse. Now it's not just like a neoprene. What was that? It's like, you know, what was some of those windbreakers were made out of? Your material. It's like a real purse now.
Oh my God. They have.
It could be like a miniature Birkin on your hip.
Fam, a Birkin fanny pack. It's called a fanny pack. Why?
I wouldn't call it that.
Oh my!
I would call it a purse that goes around your waist. I'd call it a purse belt.
But what about what? Okay, what do the guys call it?
They can call it a belted merce.
Wow!
A belted merce.
Wow!
I'm not mad at that. Like, if that's what you want to rock, I just think that. And not that, you know, in a sense of like it being feminine. I don't think it's feminine. I just think it was whack regardless of who wore it. Man or woman having a little zipper pouch thingy here, though it was useful, just looked real goofy on your hip walking around. Like I just pastel colors and fanny. I don't know. I just certain styles. And you know what? I'm a big fan of the 80s, the colorfulness of it and whatnot. Certain styles, though, should just not come back. Just, mm-mm. Nope. It should just stay where it is. It was nice. It wasn't.
Wait till those leather jackets with the spikes come back.
Those are okay. Those I could see people rocking that. That's definitely punk. I'm down with that. It wasn't like the shoulder pad ones. You know what I mean? Like the ones that kind of like make you look like you had another person in your jacket. Like it
I
wasn't like
mean,
that.
personally, I still think those are really cool.
The shoulder pad ones?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, Arsenio Hall wore them.
And I rest my case. So, let's move on to let's move on to Attack on Titan. Now, Attack on Titan is getting a lot of buzz. This is the final season. We talked about the first episode. We spoiled, we spoiled a lot of it, honestly. And we're just gonna get to you talk about Attack on Titan because that's what we do here. That said, some interesting things have come to light, especially in this last season. Now, there's been some things that I've kind of picked up on in the third season, which is the nods to like World War II imagery, where and how they treat the people with the Titan blood as we could compare them to Jewish people and concentration camps and things of that nature, and how they have to wear those armbands that just are similar to what they had to wear in Germany, and how just basically how they treat them like just extremely poor. And how they use them to fight each other, where they kind of brainwash one group to think the other group are devils, even though they're the same from the same group of people, the same bloodline. And how, from a story standpoint, it's really interesting, but from a, in terms of symbolic or symbolism, it can be really harmful or detrimental depending on who you are and how you see the story. And so we wanted to kind of talk about that in light of some of the more recent episodes because yeah, the proverbial shit has hit the fan. People are dying left and right. There's a bunch of fighting, there's titans, there's new titans I've never seen before. Like there's a lot of there's a, it's chaos in the streets, and so it's gotten more interesting. Like we had the time hop, we had people kind of we saw the other side of the world, Marley, and how they are. The story kind of wants you to humanize with them. Not so much all of not so much everybody. That the higher ups still suck, but they want you to humanize with certain characters, which kind of puts you in a weird spot because the other seasons you've been watching. A certain group of characters kind of fight their way through all this madness to finally get over there. And now we're, the tables have kind of turned. It's making the supposed heroes look like villains and vice versa. And so a lot of interesting stuff. So the first thing I guess we wanted to talk about was just how we view the final season so far in light of some of this new information. I guess Tess, because you're a little more familiar than everybody with the show and the manga, what are some of the thoughts going through your mind as you watch this final season?
Why thank you, Kenny, and I really appreciate that. I just really forgot where I was for a minute on the couch, not a me anchor room. So I watched the first four episodes. I think there's a fifth episode out right now, and I haven't watched it. But again, I'll say this, like I always say every time, the show is doing a way better job than the manga. On especially making things a little bit more understanding. I read the manga translated, and I swear some people, I don't know what to say, but that's just has a point. I still thank them for translating it because I read it otherwise. And you know how bad my Japanese is, but yeah, there's a lot of feels. I mean, it's hard because you keep seeing all the people you care about die, and then you start thinking about it in a way where you're like, the core group just won't die. You're like, keep thinking of kind of like you kind of take yourself over to a Naruto type place where you're like, okay, the main group has managed to stay alive this whole show, and then right at the end, they want to kill what's his face, Shikamaru's teacher. They want to kill Erosenni. They want to kill Neji right at the last episode. You're like, wait, what? How are you going to kill Neji? I loved him. And you're just like, this is not okay. And then it's kind of the same thing in Attack on Titan. You're like, wait, everybody stayed alive until this episode. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. You're like, it's kind of been weird how you guys haven't died yet. And then now you're starting to die. Okay, great, wonderful. But the way I truly feel, I mean, especially we're going to get into that, but, you know, the more serious parts is, I do think a little bit of where we're going, where we're headed, where you guys are going to see more in the show is a little problematic. I am hoping that the people on the show kind of maybe edit a little bit out, or I shouldn't say edit out, but just straight up edit, you know, kind of what they say on Project Runway, edit.
Yeah.
To make it more wholesome, to make it not wholesome, like in a way where, okay, this is war, it's all bad, but I need them to kind of correct a little bit of the mishaps that I think the manga created, because the manga does leave you kind of in this place where you're like, wait a minute, who's wrong? Well, in the real world, Nazi Germany was wrong. They were never right. We all can say that they were never right.
Correct.
All right? It's wrong. Nazis equal bad. Punch them in the face. Bad equals Nazi. Nazis equal bad.
Right.
It's just that simple. And so there's a little bit of problem when you're looking at Attack on Titan, because you're like, wait a minute, am I supposed to feel a certain type of way because we're looking into why the other side decided to take to weaponize Titans and then run all the way over to this island because they were threatened, because they were scared? Like, that's kind of the what you get in episode 4. If everybody's gotten up to episode 4, I hope so, because we're gonna give a little spoiler, but basically in episode 4 where they're talking about how, oh, you know, we decided to go to Paradise Island and murder everybody and reclaim the founding Titan because we wanted to make sure we had all the power on our side, because basically the rest of the world is bowing to us anyway, and we never wanted to live with the idea that the founding Titan was on Paradise Island and that they could kill us at any moment that they wanted to. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you're also trying to humanize these individuals. I mean, yes, they are human, but you're trying to get us to feel a certain way and be like, oh, well, maybe they had a right and they had a point. Because when you read it in the manga, it's kind of just like cut. At least I felt it like this. It's kind of like cut and dry. There was no underlying thing that said Marley's bad. There was no underlying thing that was just like Marley is bad. It's like, no, let's give Marley a chance because, you know, the Eldians kind of persecuted them before too. So, you know, everybody sucks here. It's an ESH. Everybody sucks here. And I'm like, okay. I need this to be cleaned up. And I'm looking forward. I'm hoping that the show cleans it up. Because if the show doesn't clean it up, then we're kind of just going to be stuck on this thing where people are going to be like, okay, well, this side was a little bit more right than the other. Oh, this side was a little bit more right than the other.
Yeah, that's rough. Because they talked about how, you know, the creator was... He was talking about how he liked ambiguity. Like, you don't know who's right or who's wrong. But the stuff that you're pulling from, there was a right and wrong person. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, the Nazis were bad. Like, this wasn't a... And then there's this idea that kind of is coursing through the whole show that I didn't really pick up until recently. Because I actually saw... There's actually 6 episodes out, I believe. And I watched all 6. Mm-hmm. There's this idea that... You know, there's anti-Semitic rumors or theories that, you know, Jewish people owned everything. They rule the world. They take all the jobs. They do all this other stuff. And that actually got them killed. You know, it was a way to kind of like, you know, think of like the Salem witch trials. Like, they would be like, you're a witch.
Yeah.
And then because they wanted to take your house or take what you, and so like they would put you on trial, and, you know, obviously the trial would always go bad. Like, if you survive being dunked in the water, then you're a witch. If you don't survive, my bad, you know, but you're dead. You know what I'm saying? And
you with God.
Right. And in this sense, it's like, it was like, you know what? We need someone to blame for all the ills that's going on in our country. Let's blame this group of people. And so certain people were able to get, into power and do all this nasty stuff because of a lot of these rumors. And then that traveled over to the US, where you have people feeling like Jewish people do A, B, C, and D, and then that leads to violence against them. We've seen that, especially when, a certain president came into play and more people felt emboldened to act this way. So, Attack on Titan does a lot of that as well, where it's like, you know what? This group of people used to control the planet. They were Titans. And the Titans, basically, you find out that the original Titan was married to a king, was a slave wife to a king, and he used her power to create all the other Titans. And then they started to rule the world, essentially. There was fighting in between them. They killed each other. And the later a later king, like way down the line, was like, you know what? I'm gonna take all my people to Paradise Island and pretend like none of this stuff has happened. Make them think that they're human, et cetera, et cetera. And the problem there is that the same type of, conspiracy theory is played in Attack on Titan in the sense that these people were bad and that leads to them being treated poorly. But what's really horrible is that they actually are pulling from an actual part of the story. A lot of Titans were bad. So now you don't even have to stand on like, okay, if we're gonna emulate the things that happened in World War, two and be like, okay, the Titans were the good guys. They're the Jewish people. On the flip side, you're also saying that they really were horrible, and they really were should have been treated, a certain way. And now it's like, crap. Like, how does that even function, or how does that work? You know what I'm saying? For in terms of telling a story where you have a group of people, and that's why I was saying like it might look different depending on who you talk to, because Jewish people will probably be pissed. But then there are people who are like on a different side, like, white supremacists who look at the show and they're like, you know what? The Titan people are represent white people, and they're being punished for things that their ancestors did a long time ago that has nothing to do with them, aka slavery. And so they're uprising and they're taking over the planet now. They're gonna come back and take over the planet. And it's like, whoa, that's not exactly what he's saying either. Or at least I hope that's not what he's saying, So it's like, again, it's an interesting story in terms of if we just, fictional monster, anime type stuff. But then on the flip side, there's real life things that they're pulling into it that kind of make it hard to watch. Jamie, what were you gonna say?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything. I just agreed.
Oh,
I
my
didn't
fault.
say anything.
He's like, I was just nodding. I was sitting here nodding. Goodness. So you had gotten up to episode 4 though.
Yeah, I got to episode 4 today, watching it a little bit during work, and then after I got out, I binged the other 3 episodes. I was confused for a little bit. It's just,
I think everybody was.
yeah, because I haven't seen it for like I just started watching it today, so I didn't catch up a few weeks ago like other people, but after I was like confused for a little bit, I actually kind of like I didn't look into it as much as you did, but it kind of follows a similar story to The Last of Us 2 when it gets there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like actually pretty accurately also, like pretty much part for part.
Because I know the Last of Us is essentially a revenge story, right?
It's a revenge story twice.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so you're seeing both sides. Other like they focus on one group and they shift it and then focus on the other group and take control of the other group.
Oh, see, I haven't played that yet, but it does look like, I mean, that's what it
You have
sounds
to.
like. This I will. You keep telling me that. I will. But no, that's what it sounds like, 'cause that's what we did with this season. We totally went
Yeah,
to the other side.
because they're humanizing the people that you saw as traitors. So mm-hmm. you already built your relationship with Eren, Mikasa, and all of them. And in The Last of
even
Us, you built up.
Eren. Hmm? Even though I hate Eren, but continue. always have.
Yeah, it's the same as. There's no way you didn't think he was cool after the first episode.
Nah, we talked about, you missed that episode. We talked about Eren and how he turned into a big baby in season 3 that just ruined a lot of his street cred and just made me feel a way about him. However, I do like angry Eren that we're seeing in this season. I do like this Eren. But like before then, I was like, yo, like, what happened to you? Like, this is the wrong time.
Did somebody touch you? Like, did somebody hurt you in some sort of way? And, you know, like, just obviously they did. They ate your mom. But I mean, like,
you can't cut him slack?
I mean, I gave him slack because, like, okay, yeah, you know, a big blonde woman ate your mama. And I know that that has to be rough. But other people's mamas got eaten too. And you're literally the only one who's like, I suck. I'm the most strongest out of the group, but I suck. I can't help sucking and I'm so depressed. Meanwhile, Erwin is missing an arm and he is riding headfirst to get your ass to safety and you won't cry in the wagon.
Fam, they were the person who because they were trying to do the whole switch thing where they take the Titan, the main Titan, so they could, you know, because every time they do it, I don't want to say they lose their memory, but they learn what that other Titan learned, and then they mumbles the word, they don't say anything, and it was Eren's turn to be eaten, and they rescued him. They were the person who was supposed to eat him actually saved him. And he's crying the whole time. And I'm like, yo, this is not the time. Pull yourself together. Like,
Historia is like, I'm not going to eat him, daddy. And she's like, oh, by the way, my name's Historia. It's not Krista anymore. I'm the queen, bitches. I'm like, okay.
Everybody bossed up but him.
You know, got your big girl panties on. And then Aaron's still over in the corner crying. And I'm like, dude, it's been 2 episodes. All of us have moved on. What the hell is wrong with you?
And it's not like you can't have a nervous breakdown or something like that. It's the way that it's kind of like, you know, the original the second trilogy in Star Wars with Anakin, and how obviously you're supposed to show him like having a tough time dealing with being a Jedi and secretly dating Padme, but like the fact that he acts so well, like a brooding teen, just made my teeth hurt. And so it's similar with Eren. It's like, I get it. There's a lot of death. There's all this other stuff going on. And you've had it up to here. And you're ready to be done with it. But you don't pull that when, like, 9 other people's lives are in danger. And they're there to save you. Like, you are literally being freed from chains. At least make it back to the castle or whatever and then cry. Like, you're like,
or cry alone.
Yeah,
your
like
pillow. All adults do. Okay? Do you think I need to know that my child, who's, mind you, furry and four-legged, needs to know that I cry? I mean, she wouldn't say anything to anybody. She can't talk. But I can go and do it in the shower when nobody can hear me scream. Can he wait till he's off camera?
It was just it was a bad moment. Because I want to be clear, it's not that showing weakness is a bad thing. It was the fact that he is. It's almost like if in Legend of Zelda, I know I'm going game references. Just follow me. In Legend of Zelda, right? When Link finally gets the Master Sword and he can start like really like going to town on the monsters because that sword is magical and it gives him like all this power, and he's like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. And he just drops the sword and walk away. You'd be like, what are you doing? You had all this time. You had all this time to quit before you got powerful. You want to get super duper powerful and then quit?
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't make any sense. They had the upper hand. Anyways, moving forward. what were you saying?
It's okay. So yeah, you already built the relationship with like Eren, Mikasa, and you know the OG crew, and it's basically the same way they did it in The Last of Us. You build your relationship with Ellie over two games, and you know Tommy, and blah blah blah, and then they flip it on you in the middle. Well, here they flip it on the last season, but in The Last of Us they flip it right in the middle. So it's just like, since I just went through that game, I was like, huh, it's giving me real Last of Us vibes.
Got you. So that is that. Does that make it conflicting? Because like you're kind of sent to hate people, and then you come out and you're like, I'm supposed to see it from their point of view.
It's gonna have to rely on the next couple of episodes I see. Like I got to see how the season goes, because you don't know how things. Well, I mean, if you read the manga, then yeah, you know how things go. But for someone that didn't read the manga, I don't know what's gonna happen. I got to see how it goes.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it, but I will say that it ramps up real quick. And yeah, it's a lot. And you know how one of the things I actually appreciate about the show, even though it can be so depressing, is the fact that anyone can die at any moment. And it still does that. Like when they start fighting, it's like, wow, you just wiped out like a ton of people. Like, okay, this is where we're going. So yeah, it's
no, continue. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say it gets very interesting, and I'm having a hard time with who I'm supposed to ride for, in a sense,
right?
Because I feel how Eren feels, but at the same time it's like he's the collateral damage, no one cares about the collateral damage. And mm-hmm. even Eren's friends are like, okay, you know, you're going a little too far. This plan was a little too much. And Eren's like, eh, like I got stuff to do. And so what makes it also difficult is the fact that they haven't gone back to what happened in that time jump yet. Mm-hmm. And so it's even from then. Because the way they talk, they talk as if Eren has multiple titans in him. Like he has multiple titans, and so he's different. And but at the same time, he's not, you know, when they get the what is the main titan called again?
The attack titan?
No.
The progenitor, or the, you know, they have a couple names. Sorry, because I read the manga, it's got like 16 names.
Got you. But the one that's supposed to have originally put all the people behind the walls, and every time a new person eats that, you know, gets those powers, they become
the founding titan, right?
Yeah, founding titan. They become stoic, and they don't say anything. Like they just continue, because basically what happens is they eat the titan, and they're like, okay, we're gonna figure out what happened. And we're going to break out of here. But every time it happens, they learn the truth, and then they don't say anything. They refuse to talk. Eren, on the other hand, isn't like that. And I want to know why. Why does he have the Attack Titan and the Founding Titan, and he's not, you know, seemingly controlled or tight-lipped about it?
You have not gotten there yet. Just got it. Like, I don't know where we are, because I haven't gotten
there. Right. It's they haven't showed that part yet. And I'm like, when everything goes to crap, one of the other people, the people that you're supposed to, you know, feel for now, says he has the Founding Titan. And I'm like, wait, he does? Because he doesn't act like it at all. And it's like, how? There's so many questions. Like the fact that he has wounds that don't heal until he wants them to heal? How did that... Like, there's so many things that's going on right now in this season outside of the bad stuff that I'm like, I have so many questions, which is kind of why I want to keep watching as well, because I want to know where it's going and ultimately how they wrap everything up. But yeah, you were saying.
I still want to know how many episodes we're getting, because, again, this is one of those things where here we are coming on... I mean, they're telling us They tell us every time the show opens, da 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 da, and it says right there, it says final season. So I just need to know how many episodes are, because there's a lot of content. It's a lot in this stuff. There's so much stuff that we haven't gotten to. What are we doing?
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a short season. Season three was like really long. Season three was like 20 something episodes.
Yeah.
But you got to be somewhere close to there in this season. I'd be surprised if they don't do that.
I think it's supposed to be 16 episodes.
And that's enough.
We were going to get 8 episodes. I want to say we're going to get 8 episodes and then they stop and then we do another 8, because the way they have it listed, they have the names for all the 8 episodes and then they just have like to be announced for the other 8.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're moving at a fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that they actually will get, I hope they get through them all, because that would suck.
I'm wondering if they just chopped out a bunch of stuff that happened in the manga, because keeps going back there. It's just so much stuff. And it's like, okay, oh my God. Every time I thought I was getting to the end, it was like, oh my God, there's another 50 chapters. It was almost like Inuyasha, but just not as fulfilling.
Oh my goodness.
There's more. I don't know. It's again, there's just a lot of things. Some stuff that we talked about off air months ago, back when I was reading things, just things that didn't really sit well with me because of what we just talked about. It depends on where you're looking at it. There's just kind of parts that make you feel a certain type of way. You're like, hey, you know, I don't really agree with maybe the way you're going, because, you know, racism, you know, history and trying to be on the right side of it. And so it's just kind of weird, because I do understand having a story that talks about war and talks about using children and how devastating war can be. And that's one of the reasons I appreciate this show so much, is that it is gruesome, it is depressing, and there's a reason for that. Like, that's great. That's the same thing as like the woman, Suzanne Collins or whatever her name is, the one who wrote Hunger Games, how she said she wanted to, even though we still think that Hunger Games was a knockoff, but she did say that she wanted to represent war with children. Like, she wanted people to understand what war does to young people. And right. This isn't about adults going off into war. I mean, Hunger Games was based on pretty much, you know, younger people having to go to war, even though not everybody was 12 years old and thrown into the game. Some people were a lot older that actually ended up in the games. But just how some people were at a disadvantage, like the people in the seam, you know, from where Katniss was from, were at a disadvantage in the Hunger Games because they didn't go to work. They didn't actually become legally able to work in their field in the mines until they were 18. But they were getting sent into the games by the age of 12 or 14, something like that. So they were at a disadvantage, whereas other people, you know, the fishermen and stuff who were learning how to harpoon at the age of 2 were going into the games and winning every year. So, it, you know, that book, that story talked about how devastating war can be for young people. And then this does too. Attack on Titan is great. I mean, they start off at 11, 12 years old and they're already so affected by war. And it's so gruesome. It is so terrible. It is so tragic. And it's just like, damn, this is a cartoon. Every time I explain this to somebody in the best way I can, they're like, damn, that's a cartoon. You know? So I appreciate that so much. But when you just delve deeper into the story, and now how we've seen that there are some people where are like, oh, by the way, the alt-right loves this show, that makes me feel a certain type of way.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Why again? Because there are marginalized communities and I need help. Understand. I just need some help. What I'm really hoping, guys, honestly, what I'm truly hoping, because this is just a cartoon, like we were saying, I'm really hoping that everybody dies.
Oh, wow.
I think the whole world should be destroyed. Why? Because it's not real. I know that on our show, we've talked, I don't know what episode we're on, 102, but for 102 episodes that we've recorded, I have said each episode, this shit is real. I've literally said that. I have said This could be real. Yo, Attack on Titan is real. But today I'm telling you 100% it's not, and I hope everybody dies. That would be a great, great closing to this story that's not real and never could be.
I see.
Everybody. Oh, man.
Goodness. I it's been interesting. It's definitely made me resubscribe to Crunchyroll because I can't stand commercials anymore. I can't do it. I don't know how people do watch cable. I see the same commercial twice. I want to throw the whole TV out. So, you know,
that's
kudos to you.
That's just an excuse to get a bigger TV.
I wish. Shoot. So what are some things, before we, you know, wrap some stuff up, what are some things that we're looking forward to in terms of media? Like we shared a little bit about, you know, a lot of the movies that are coming to HBO Max, whether it's, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong, the new Mortal Kombat reboot, which I'm really interested, even though they have a weird story involving a random white dude that I just doesn't need to be there. But yeah, like what's some media that's coming up that people are looking forward to, whether it be games, anime, you know, movies, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so for me, there's so much of it. All of it. All of it.
All of it.
I want to see that new Mortal Kombat. I was a super fan of the first Mortal Kombat.
It was great.
I saw the second one. I'll leave it at that.
It never happened.
So I really want to see this. Yeah, the new guy is whatever. But I want to give him a chance. Yeah, I'll watch it, and then I'll have my judgment. So I want to see that. I'm super hyped for all the Marvel this year. And this year, because of, you know, everything getting delayed last year, it's like all one on top of another on top of another. There's not going to be like a second without something new Marvel. Because right after this ends, WandaVision, they got Falcon and Winter Soldier. Then they got...
the Loki show, right?
No, they got Black Widow coming out. Then directly after Black Widow, like I think a month later, they got Shang-Chi. Then they got Loki. Then they got the Eternals. Then they got Spider-Man. Like, it's all on top of each other.
Yeah, I need that in my life.
Yeah, that would be great. Being that 2020, there was, like, no Marvel. Like, I need this. I had a chance to enjoy it with Square Enix and Avengers. They blew it.
Yeah.
I need something to come back. And
well, wait, you had Miles, right? You had the Spider-Man Miles game. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome. You know how I feel about the game. I didn't get to talk about all my feelings about the game yet. But
that's another show, yo.
Oh, it's I'll tell you later. But yeah, that was great. But give me my Thor. Give me my Black Panther. Give me your... I just said it.
I'm going to cry. I don't know what I'm going to do about Black Panther.
That's coming, 3 years from now, I think? 2 years from now?
Yeah. I think it's two more years. I think it's 2023. But, yeah, just... I need my other characters. Like, I need the whole universe. Spider-Man's nice, but I like the other guys, too.
I feel you. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of that. And I like the fact that hopefully if it's, you know, Disney Plus is still doing what they're doing, that we'll have them all in one place. So it's a little bit easier to kind of digest versus, you know, going, you know, trying to go to the movies, especially now with COVID. I thought about renting, you know, because they have the thing where like for $100 you can rent a theater for like five people or something like that. And I was like, you know what? People still don't wash their hands enough for me. To do, you know, because you have to be around people, like whoever's collecting your tickets, whoever's, you know, I don't eat there, so I'm not going to do that. But like, I don't want to be the people who rented the room right after someone else rented it. And, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? So I was like, I'll chill on that. But like, I really want to go back to the movies. But if I can't go back to the movies, it would be dope with Disney Plus to have it all in one spot. As long as we don't have to pay like Mulan, because I'm not double dipping. Screw you, Disney. That's it. What about you, Tess?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to everything you guys mentioned.
Nice.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, just what you guys said. And I don't know, maybe the freaking Game of Thrones book.
That's
Not nothing happening. That's dead.
that's not happening.
Seriously, Winds of Winter, like how hard is this? Okay, I'm sorry, let me take that back. I understand writing a 7-part series crazy book thing, a majig fantasy nonsense is hard. I get that. But it's also COVID, and I'm also concerned about this man's health. I have been for the past 12 years. So, come on.
I know that's horrible to say, but that's how I feel about the guy who's writing One Piece. I need you to finish this. I've been invested for 900 episodes. I need you to finish. Don't be like Case Closed. That show is still going. I need One Piece to finish. It's if it's going where I think it's going, it's gonna be amazing. I need you to finish. So
That ain't gonna finish.
it's he but he announced it. He said within two, I think 2 years, he said he should be done. So I'm gonna
We'll
need him
see about
to, hey, look, get her done. yeah, I don't think the Game of Thrones book is gonna come anytime soon,
not.
because he's working on a new show. I
Well, he
think
does work on something new.
he's working on a prequel to the Game of Thrones, and he's working on another show that has nothing to do with Game of Thrones, I think, that's also gonna be on HBO. But yeah, so he's. I honestly think the show is what put him. I mean, he was taking forever anyways, but I think the show, kind of took him away from writing as well. And then
Yeah, like okay, yeah, you guys just do this.
there's the fact that after watching the show, he was talking about how his ending is slightly different. But I'm pretty sure if there's anything that's similar, he's like, let me erase this crap right now, let me start over. So yeah, that you might be waiting a little while for that. Just a little
Yeah,
bit.
just I mean,
Not
okay,
that
you know
happy.
what I really want? I've already said this before. I just need them to redo it, but not with the people that, I mean, they've already spent their life on this, working on that show. Get some, animate the last two seasons. You know what I mean? Like a redo and animate it, kind of like what they did with, what was that thing? Final Fantasy? That. Like they made a movie to fix whatever. Not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like they did
Final
that.
Fantasy VII. Yeah, I just needed to be a little bit more coherent than that,
Yeah,
and
just a little.
that would be cool. I would, I could rock with that. Anything
You
at this point is better than the ending of Game of Thrones. Oh my gosh,
know.
that's
See, you know what
Jamie, this
else
is your
is
chance to stop us because we can go on forever about how much we hate Game of Thrones.
See, I think you're probably gonna get shit for this. I think some people are a little bit too harsh.
Get out.
Okay, can
It was bad, but the
you
worst thing on TV, nah.
mute
I'm trying. Hold up. Give me a second. No, like here's the thing. I think that honestly, I think that I was more upset at Lost, the ending of the series to
Oh,
Lost. But I wasn't as invested in Lost as I was a Game of Thrones. Remember when you gave me access? Well, when you told me about HBO, and I was able to like binge like multiple seasons back to back. It was because I was like, this is amazing! Like, I can't believe I missed this. Now I know what all these memes are about. Like, I this is awesome. And then I caught up to this. I think this the fifth season. So like I could actually watch it with people, and I was like, this is the best thing ever. And then it just went downhill, like a plane crash. And what made me really upset though was the fact that one, we're not gonna get another one anytime soon because of how it takes years for this, right? And then as also the people who was writing it rushed it purposefully. They got gigs over at Disney, and granted that didn't work out for them. They didn't have the source material anymore, so they just kind of winged it. They didn't hire anyone diverse to help them. There was, I think there was like one woman like they hired or whatever for like a for a brief amount of time. Like they didn't know what they were doing. When you find out all the stuff that they talk about after the show is off the air, because they don't have to like they're not beholden to HBO anymore, you realize like you could have gave this show to competent people.
Like, yeah,
you didn't have to give it to these people. You could have gave it to someone else who would have done it justice.
Yeah,
but because they were just random. That's the one. HBO has been great with like representation and black people, but that's the one thing I was like, you're just giving money away at this point. Like, they literally like we've never done a TV pilot before. I was like, wait, come again? They even said that HBO didn't even like the pilot. So I felt like the last few seasons was just them, and that's why it was bad.
Yeah.
And it didn't have to be that way.
Nope.
It didn't. It honestly didn't. So that's why I think yes, there are other TV shows that were worse that ended way worse than Game of Thrones, but we weren't as invested. We just weren't.
I'll give you that one.
Game of Thrones had the whole world invested in, and it was just really, really depressing. And yeah, and I there's a lot of people I can't forgive. D&D will never be forgiven in my eyes. Not even how cool What's-His-Face's beard is. No. There's no forgiveness. The other thing that I want to see, I've said this before, I still want to see What's-His-Face's show come, Monster. I know it's not getting done, but Monster was on HBO's list before.
Yeah.
With What's-His-Face. The guy who... the dude who has all like great movies. What's his name?
Man, you know I'm horrible with names.
I know, I just forgot it. But he's such a great director and everything. But yeah, it was supposed to be on him, and then he got busy doing something else. He did Phantom Thread or something like that. And he ended up working on something else, and then they just ended up chucking it because he needed to push it back like 2 years or something. And then apparently they just chucked the whole idea, and I was like, damn, because Monster is so good. Like, that would have been a great, great live action. And I really would have appreciated that so much, but I really wish somebody would just pick it back up.
It sucks, man. When certain properties, unless it's like something that makes money even though it's bad, like, you know, Transformers, where they got to reboot with Bumblebee. Like, if it's something that makes money, they're willing to go back around again.
Yeah.
If it's something that, you know, potentially made money, but like it's like something that it would be a hard sell to kind of get people back on again. It takes years for people to kind of like, all right, let's do another Game of Thrones. Let's do another whatever the case may be. And that's what's so sucky, because it's like, dang it, now we gotta wait like forever to get something good, you know? Like, and That's unfortunate. While we're talking though, I'm super looking forward to the new Candyman. Because it looks great and I can't wait.
Yeah, that's Peele, he's directing it, right?
No, it's actually the woman who's directing the new Miss Marvel is directing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they switched up directors, which is I'm even more excited because there's a black woman. I'm pulling up her name in a sec, but yeah, the new treatment of Candy. And granted, Jordan Peele is producing the film, so he's
okay,
not.
That's what it was.
I want to say it's still his Monkey Paw, like still Monkey Paw production. So it's it's under his umbrella of films, but he's not the one that's actually doing it. It's
gotcha.
Nia DaCosta. I think that's how you say her last name. Or is it DaCosta? I think it's DaCosta.
No clue.
But she's doing it, and she directed A Little Woods. She's directing the next Captain Marvel, and yeah, she's great. And so I'm totally looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be, yeah. Jordan Peele co-wrote, so he's even though he's not directing, he did co-write the film. But that's gonna be awesome. So yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
For upcoming media. Thanks for listening. If you stayed the whole time, we got a little crazy, but hey, you're used to that by now.
That's what we do.
Feel free to hit that notification bell, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share it with your friends, your enemies, the people you don't talk to. And so we can kind of grow our audience. Also, I noticed that a few of you guys listen, but you guys don't, you don't necessarily like or leave comments. Please do that. I talked to a bunch of friends who kind of, you know, just randomly came up to me like, yeah, I really liked your episode about the Capitol. And I was like, wait, you listen? I didn't know that. And they're like, yeah, but it's, they don't really frequent YouTube that often outside of watching like funny videos. And so that's why we didn't know. So if you are listening, feel free to, you know, to let us know, say hi, that sort of thing. We will be moving the podcast to other DSPs pretty soon, actually. I'm just working out a few kinks with the show, but we're going to be moving so you'll be able to listen to us on iTunes, Spotify. I believe Google still has their podcast thing going on. So you'll be able to listen to all those different places. So if you're not, you know, into watching or listening to stuff on YouTube because it's you know, it's a visual-based platform, don't worry, we got you covered, all right? So just stick with us, and pretty soon, I mean, it's only the first month. We're still in January, so give us some time. but yeah, stick with us, and we will definitely have that out there, and there'll be announcements and all sorts of awesome things coming in the near future, including a cool intro and outro. So yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I like that.
Yep.
Well, I guess that's it for normal housekeeping nonsense. you know, I feel like every week we keep going, my conclusions are worse. Jamie. Anything you want to say? You know, it was great having you. I'm so glad that you are. You got to drop in more often. It was just nice having you and you know, being ridiculous.
Yeah, thanks. Far as having other things, I am gonna stream the Medium tomorrow on my Twitch channel, UFG Blaze. Yeah, I just built a new computer, so I'm looking for a game that's gonna push it. And yeah, so I'm gonna use that to stream.
He built it.
He yes. did. He. You should have seen him like going on and on about these parts, and I'm like, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. He's like, I gotta get in the mail. You don't understand. I need a new computer.
You know how hard they are to find?
It is.
I struggled.
Equipment was hard to find. It took me forever to find some of the things that I got recently. So I totally understand. Everybody's doing this podcast thing and or streaming or any of that type stuff. Before it was not, cool.
Not gonna lie, it is harder to find than a PS5. I ended up getting this graphics card in the middle of work. It's just like I got the notification and I was like, you gotta hold on for a second. This is important.
Did you put a customer on hold?
It's like 911, what's your emergency? Well, so the cat has swallowed my deodorant bottle. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. Ma'am, could you hold on? I just got something on eBay, and if I don't press the button right now, but sorry, my cat's dying. Okay, right.
It'll be all right. You got six more lives.
Horrible. Horrible. This is horrible.
I needed to put work on hold so I could do this important thing. No, but you're right. It is important. So because it's what you do, it's what you do on the side. And I understand. I probably would have done the same thing. I'm horrible too.
Goodness.
Well, with that being said, it was great having you. Please drop in at any time. You can always drop in, and we just need to drop in on you, you know, when you're computer building again. But otherwise, for the most part, that's it, you know? Today is Thursday. It's the last week of January, is it? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It is.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Yeah, so next month is Black History Month, and this has been a year now since we've been doing the podcast!
That's pretty awesome.
Oh my God. Can't even believe it. So I don't know. Last year we kind of started off with Kobe, and who knows what we're going to start off this year with. So
yeah,
knows? We'll figure it out. But it is Black History Month. And yeah, we're going to have some great topics. So you guys, please stay tuned. We'll keep hitting you guys up with just more game news and just, you know, entertainment news in a general sense. Also just some awesome some Black excellence stuff. And yeah, and then just some rare tidbits of our lives, like me getting a new mattress and kind of stupid stuff like that. So this is where I always tell you guys the same thing. I'm going to say it slower this time so you do it. Wash your hands.
Yep.
And your butts.
Yep.
And be nice.
Yep.
Don't be a dick.
Yep.
And wear your mask because it's important. Yep. And to all of our essential workers and to all of our, you know, frontline people, we love you. We care so much. And everybody stay safe. COVID numbers are going crazy. We got a UK variant. We got a Spanish influenza variant. We got a South African Moctezuma variant. We got all kinds of things out there that are trying to take your life. So please wear a mask and stay inside and stop going to restaurants and stop acting like Corona can't kill you because it can't. All right, everybody, have a great night. We will see you next week. We love you all. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.